Next case, please.
Our next case is 12,071. James E. Hudson Jr. is seeking a variance from the side yard setback, section 115-20 and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Gravel Hill Road, approximately 650 feet southeast of the intersection of Shingle Point Road and Gravel Hill Road. The 911 address is 18315 Gravel Hill Road, Georgetown. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 235, map 25, parcel 43.02. The applicant is seeking a 44.4-foot variance from the 50-foot setback required for a stable and a 4.9-foot variance from 5-foot requirement for the side yard for a playhouse. And we received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and one letter of return.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
James Nelson Jr.
Come on up so we can... Okay. You wait right here, ma'am.
Lori Hudson, 18315 Gravel Road, Georgetown, Delaware.
Teresa Rogers, 22457 Deep Branch Road, Georgetown, Delaware, 19947.
And do the three of you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Could you explain to the board your request for your variance, please?
Well, I'll give you some facts that you probably already have something close to, but the picture shows it better than this does. Playhouse are both encroaching, well, playhouse is an inch and a quarter over the property line. And the barn is 6-7 feet encroached on it. At the time I did this, I was, to get the building permit, it was 15 feet, you had to be from the side, I was told. Patricia Harmon, who is my foreman's wife, is the one that waited on me every time I got building permits, and I've been a building contractor my whole life. So I go in there more than a few times a year. The woods were so thick in the property that I bought, as you can tell there by the sky view, the whole thing was entirely woods when I bought the property. So when I went to lay the barn part out, I called the surveyor Charles Murphy in Milford. And everybody kept telling me, I was like, those big trees are pretty much the line. I said, I need more than pretty much. So I asked him, I said, are those trees on it? Or is that the edge of it? He says, no, it goes 15 to 20 feet beyond that towards Elwood Wilson's property. I said, fine. That's what I based it on and thought I was staying 15 feet off the property. Apparently I wasn't. But it's been there 38 years, hasn't hurt anyone, and you'll see you have a letter there from Mr. and Mrs. Wilson, plus their son, who is going to inherit their property because they're in their late 80s, verifying that it has no hurt to their property by where either one is sitting as they speak.
I guess the reason this has come up is because we're selling the property.
And settlement is this Thursday.
Settlement is Thursday. So this is why this is occurring now.
It was supposed to happen in September.
Yeah.
But VA happens to be the purchaser's loan company, and they dig a little deeper than the average bank. So.
Okay.
There really haven't been any issues. We went and talked with Mr. and Mrs. Wilson. They really don't have, I think there's a letter attached in there from them. And they don't have any issues with how things are at this point.
He owns property on the south side and the west side of my property. So, I mean, he's George Wallace borders the other two sides, which I bought the land from originally.
How long has it been there?
38 years, since 79. The house and the barn, 79. The playhouse was built in 2002.
Okay. So it's been there a while.
Yeah, it wasn't yesterday.
You could say.
Yeah.
And at the time, the setback was 15 feet, and he's right now, according to the new survey, 12 feet is the setback.
12 feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was going to say 40. I'm familiar with the area. That'd be at least 40 years he's been there.
Yeah,
it's stable.
You know.
Yeah, at least 40 years. So it's been there.
And the reason he found it is because it was only required 15 feet back in
September. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And it's wooded there between the Wilson. It was Elwood Wilson right. Be on that side next to it. It's all wood. It goes this way with it. So you'd be hard to tell.
Yeah. Because you know exactly where it is.
Yes, ma'am. I'm familiar with the area. Yeah. So. Yep.
So in 1979, the setback requirement was 15 feet on the side?
Yes, but since then I found out otherwise. Someone told me later that 68 is when they made the 50-foot for a barn to be from a property line.
Okay.
I'd never heard of it until the late 90s, but you know.
You said the playhouse encroaches the neighbor's property? Because on the survey it's showing that it's 0.1 feet away from the property line.
Yeah, it doesn't encroach it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I really don't think it does.
Okay.
When you
according to the survey, it doesn't, but.
Yeah, when you look at the survey, I don't think it does.
Okay. I didn't know if he knew something other than the survey.
Yeah. I didn't think so.
We'll need to keep these.
Okay. And if you build another house and copies that, there's copyrights.
Have you looked at being able to move the playhouse? Is that something that can be moved?
You'll see it. That's why I just gave her the pictures.
Okay.
There is a tree that you can't get your arms halfway around. Yeah. On the west side, there's a holly tree that's probably 40, 50 feet tall.
So it is. It's where it is where it can
door.
Be.
Huh? So it can't go anywhere unless you have trees down.
Do you have well and septic on the property?
Yes, I do.
Where are they located?
They're
in the backyard.
Wells out here.
Wells in the front, septic.
That old septic is here. I just had to put a new one in, thank you. And it runs the entire size of this.
Okay. So part of the rear building envelope is where the septic is.
Okay.
Okay. And then I noticed in the letter from Mr. and Mrs. Wilson that they would prefer the portable manure dumpster be located elsewhere?
Relocated.
Is that, I didn't see that, is that on the survey or is that?
No. What I'm saying is.
I should make sure it wasn't one of these structures we're talking about.
No, it's a dumpster just like you have on a construction site.
Okay, that's what I thought.
I mean, for years, and I mean lots of years, I didn't put this dumpster in here until 5 years ago. But Mr. Wilson kept coming over there when you have a moment. Let me know that he has his water checked, and if there's anything wrong with it, the state would call me, not him. So this is, well, the kind of neighbor I had for 38 years. So I took appease him. I had one regular dumpster that way. There's no liquids hitting the ground, and nothing's right. Going to contaminate the soil. But and where it's sitting as we speak is sitting on his property over the line. Because back then I cleared out an area where I put the manure pile, which I did not realize was not even my property at the time. But.
We just put the dumpster there, put the manure in it, put a ramp, pack it, you know, and then they come, take it, dump it, replace it, perfect.
And the new owner is going to do the same. They just
once it moved a little bit,
it'll be off his property, so
you know.
This shouldn't affect that anyway.
Okay.
That was his only
I'm
issue,
ready?
Really.
All right. Do you have any further questions?
I did not. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Excuse me. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think that uniqueness is that the applicant thought that, or was told or assumed that it was, the requirement back in 1979 was 15 feet, not aware of 50 feet. And probably would have otherwise developed it in strict conformity. It appears that he has enough property to do so. I think it's necessary now to enable reasonable use of the property as to follow through or carry through with the sale of the property. I guess you could argue if it has been created by the applicant, but again, he thought that it was 15 feet and no other reason to. Again, he probably wouldn't have placed it there. I didn't hear testimony that it has altered the essential character of the neighborhood or been a detriment to public welfare, although the manure container maybe has, and they'll move that. I think it's a minimum to afford relief, and I make a motion that we approve case number 12,071. Keep in mind, even though you're going to settlement on Thursday, that if this does get approved, the finding of facts won't be delivered until probably 60 days. So if you made a decision and someone appealed it in that process, in that time frame, then, you know, that could change things.
So if you approve it tonight, somebody
They have there's an appeal period, yes.
Yeah.
Which is 30 to 60 days.
Does that mean we have to wait 60 days for settlement?
It's 30 days after the finding of facts. Finding of facts usually take about 30 days, so that's why I say 60.
Okay.
Mr. and Mrs. Wilson basically are the only people that it truly affects. Okay. You know, we have talked with them.
Okay.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I second the motion.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Ms. McGee that we approve case number 12,071. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Wharton?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mears?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Ms. McGee?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 12,071 is approved.